Waymarks. In the first century of the Christian era, Jesus went about doing good. The evangelists of those days wandered about. Christ, or the spiritual idea, appeared to human consciousness as the man Jesus. At the present epoch, the human concept of Christ is based on the incorporeal divine principle of man, and science has elevated this idea and established its rules in consonance with their principle. Hear this saying of our Master: "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." The ideal of God is no longer impersonated as a waif or wanderer, and truth is not fragmentary, disconnected, unsystematic, but concentrated and immovably fixed in principle. The best spiritual type of Christly method for uplifting human thought and imparting divine truth is stationary power, stillness, and strength. And when this spiritual idea is made our own, it becomes the model for human action. St. Paul said to the Athenians, "For in him we live and move and have our being." This statement is in substance identical with my own. There is no life, truth, substance, nor intelligence in matter. It is quite clear that as yet this grandest verity has not been fully demonstrated, but it is nevertheless true. If Christian Science reiterates St. Paul's teaching, we as Christian Scientists should give to the world convincing proof of the validity of this scientific statement of being. Having perceived in advance of others this scientific fact, we owe to ourselves and to the world a struggle for its demonstration. At some period and in some way, the conclusion must be met that whatsoever seems true and yet contradicts divine science and St. Paul's text must be and is false, and that whatsoever seems to be good and yet errs, though acknowledging the true way, is really evil. As dross is separated from gold, so Christ's baptism of fire, his purification through suffering, consumes whatsoever is of sin. Therefore, this purgation of divine mercy, destroying all error, leaves no flesh, no matter, to the mental consciousness. When all fleshly belief is annihilated and every spot and blemish on the disk of consciousness is removed, then, and not till then, will immortal truth be found true, and scientific teaching, preaching, and practice be essentially one. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:22-23. There is no lo here or lo there in divine science. Its manifestation must be the same yesterday and today and forever. Since science is eternally one and unchanging in principle, rule, and demonstration, I am persuaded that only by the modesty and distinguishing affection illustrated in Jesus' career can Christian Scientists aid the establishment of Christ's kingdom on the earth. In the first century of the Christian era, Jesus' teachings bore much fruit, and the Father was glorified therein. In this period and the forthcoming centuries, watered by the dews of divine science, this tree of life will blossom into greater freedom, and its leaves will be for the healing of the nations. Ask God to give thee skill in comfort's art, that thou mayest consecrated be and set apart unto a life of sympathy. For heavy is the weight of ill in every heart, and comforters are needed much of Christ-like touch. A. E. Hamilton.